You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. What all transpired on Dalal Street? Have the benchmark indices kept up the momentum they registered during the last week? All that we'll find out right here on Money Control. My name is Rakesh and you're joining me on an evening walk down Dalal Street.
An evening walk down Dalal Street.
The big headlines today, a little womp-womp. The Sensex is down 217.86 points or 0.6% down to close at 36,323.77. And the Nifty is down 82 points or 0.74% to close at 10,936.9. A sharp sell-off in the last hour of trade today on Monday ensured that the market broke away from its positive momentum seen all through last week. The Sensex managed to end the day over 200 points lower, while the Nifty gave up the psychological support level of 11,000 as well as 10,950 and ended below even 10,950. A rise in wholesale inflation also weighed on benchmark indices. Among sectoral indices, barring IT stocks, all of them ended in the red with deep cuts seen among pharmaceuticals, metals, energy and PSU banks, among others. In the broader markets, investors looked to dump stocks as the Nifty Midcap Index ended over 2.5% lower. Just to repeat the big numbers, Sensex down 217.86 points or 0.6% to close at 36,323.77, while Nifty is down 82 points or 0.74% to close at 10,936.9. In today's trade, 562 shares advanced, 2,036 shares declined, while 176 shares were unchanged. I mentioned this earlier, the annual rate of inflation based on monthly WPI, that is wholesale price inflation, stood at 5.77% for June 2018, as against a print of 4.43% in the previous month and 0.9% in June 2017. Abhijit Dey, who is a senior fund manager equities, BNP Paribas Mutual Fund, said in a statement, and I quote, "Mixed global cues, coupled with a disappointing inflation print at home, impacted investor sentiment. A higher inflation rate in a flat to slowing growth environment can be detrimental for the economy." Barring the IT index, all other sectoral indices on the National Stock Exchange closed the day in the red. Unquote. Let's turn to part two of the podcast. Some stocks that were in news. Infosys has recovered sharply and hit a fresh record high of 1,384.4 rupees after the company announced bonus share issue, though earnings were mixed. The net profit for the quarter ended June 2018 degrew by 2.11% sequentially to 3,612 crore rupees, which was partly hit by reduction in the fair value of disposal group held for sale in respect of Panaya. The stock closed 2.05% higher at 1,336 rupees. We're also taking a closer look at quarter one earnings of Infosys and comparing and contrasting with the other IT giant TCS, so do be sure to listen to that podcast as well. Another stock that was in news, all that glitters is not gold. Share price of PC Jeweler touched a 52-week low of 86.1 rupees, falling over 28% in today as the company withdrew the buyback offer. The company's bankers have not given the required NOC, that is the no objection certificate, for the proposed share buyback offer of 424 crore rupees. The stock closed 25.89% lower at 88.9 rupees. In another instance of a huge dive, Dr. Reddy's Laboratories slipped nearly 10% after the New Jersey District Court converted a temporary injunction into a preliminary injunction against the company that prevents it from launching a generic Suboxone in the U.S. market until patent litigation related to U.S. patent number 9931305 is concluded. Completely irrelevant number, but there is a patent litigation about this opioid drug called Suboxone, and that caused Dr. Reddy's Laboratories stock slip nearly 10%. DCB Bank share price plunged 11% after reporting the weakest ever operating profit growth in the last 8 quarters and net interest margin at an 11-year low in quarter one. The private sector lender's June quarter profit increased 6.6% to 69.5 crore rupees, backed by net interest income and lower provisions, while net interest income grew by 17% to 272.97 crore rupees. There was a steep fall and then some recovery in the case of IDBI Bank. It recouped losses after falling nearly 7% intraday after the insurance behemoth, Life Insurance Corporation of India, said the board approved the acquisition of a major stake in the public sector lender. The stock closed 1.4% lower at 56.45 rupees. Let's turn our attention outwards from India. Markets in Asia closed lower as investors took cues from Chinese economic data and gave up all the gains from previous sessions. The Shanghai Composite of Mainland China declined 0.61% to close at 2,813.92. Shenzhen Composite ended the session lower by 0.1%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng, on the other hand, closed marginally flat at about 0.05% up. Singapore was down 0.85%. European shares have been trading flat as investors kept an eye on earnings trends and an upcoming meet between the US and China. The pan-European Stoxx 600 at the time of me telling you this is down 0.36% at 383.65, Britain's FTSE 100 down 1.11%, Germany's DAX 0.13% down, France's CAC down 0.4% and IBEX 35 down 0.21%. Well, that was all the latest coming out of the Lal Street. We will see you first thing in the morning with all that you need to look forward to during the trading day tomorrow and to see if the futures of the Nifty and the Sensex improve over the course of tomorrow or further decline. We will, of course, be sure to give you all the information you need. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.